Playing the hits and your favorites of yesterday and today.
Good evening and welcome to the NMF podcast. I'm Dennis Devlin. Coming up tonight's show, we talk to Mark from the Dirty Kilts, and of course, we'll talk to Christina and a little surprise visit from Maria. That's Bacara. All to come on the NMF podcast with me, Dennis Devlin. But first, yes, sir, I can boogie. Next.
Much more sexy tracks coming up.
Playing the hits and your favorites of yesterday and today.
She's a good girl. Loves her mama, loves Jesus, in America too. She's a good girl. She's crazy about Elvis, loves horses, and her boyfriend too. And it's a long day living in Reseda. There's a freeway running through the yard, and I'm a bad boy, 'cause I don't even miss her. I'm a bad boy for breaking her heart. Ventura Boulevard, and all the bad boys are standing in the shadows, and the good girls are home with broken hearts. I'm free, I'm free falling. Yeah, I'm
the hits and your favorites of yesterday and today.
It was the 3rd of June, another sleepy, dusty Delta day. I was out chopping cotton and my brother was baling hay. And at dinner time we stopped and walked back to the house to eat. And Mama hollered at the back door, y'all remember to wipe your feet. And then she said, I got some news this morning from Choctaw Ridge. Today Billy Joe McAllister jumped off the Tallahatchie Bridge. Papa said to Mama as he passed around the black-eyed peas. Well, Billy Joe never had a lick of sense. Pass the biscuits, please. There's 5 more acres in the lower 40 I got to plow. And Mama said it was a shame about Billy Joe anyhow. Seems like nothing ever comes to no good up on Choctaw Ridge. And now Billy Joe McAllister's jumped off the Tallahatchie Bridge. And Brother said he recollected when he and Tom and Billy Joe put a frog down my back at the Carroll County Picture Show. And wasn't I talking to him after church last Sunday night? I'll have another piece of apple pie. You know it don't seem right. I saw him at the sawmill yesterday on Choctaw Ridge. And now you tell me Billy Joe's jumped off the Tallahatchie Bridge. Mama said to me, child, what's happened to your appetite? Well, I've been cooking all morning and you haven't touched a single bite. That nice young preacher, Brother Taylor, dropped by today. Said he'd be pleased to have dinner on Sunday. Oh, by the way, he said he saw a girl that looked a lot like you up on Choctaw Ridge. And she and Billy Joe was throwing something off the Tallahatchie Bridge. A year has come and gone since we heard the news about Billy Joe. Brother married Becky Thompson, they bought a store in Tupelo. There was a virus going round, Papa caught it and he died last spring. And now Mama doesn't seem to want to do much of anything. And me, I spend a lot of time picking flowers up on Choctaw Ridge and drop them into the muddy water off the Tallahatchie Bridge.
More sexy tracks coming up.
Well, that song never gets tired, does it? Ode to Billy from Bobby Gentry, an absolute classic. Finishing off 3 songs in a row. Prior to that, of course, we had Tom Petty and Free Falling, and kicking us off 3 songs in a row was Baccara. Yes, the amazing vocal talents of Christina and, of course, Maria. And yes, sir, I Can Boogie. Coming up after the break, I will talk to them, and I will talk to Mark from the Dirty Kilts, who have released a fantastic version of Yes, Sir, I Can Boogie, all to raise money for charity. That's coming next on the NMF Podcast with me, Dennis Devlin.
Playing the hits and your favorites of yesterday and today.
Are you ready?
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Good evening, Dennis.
Good evening, ¿cómo está?
Very well, thank you. Muy bien. Thank you so much.
We are just awaiting the arrival of Mark, who should be with us any second.
Okay.
And how are you over in Spain just now?
Yes.
How is the weather?
Well, today it was in Munich 30 degrees, but tomorrow it's going to rain again.
Wow. It sounds like you're having a lovely day. Have you heard the song written by Mark yet?
Yes, yes. I was hearing. Yeah, it's fantastic.
We're just waiting him now, as usual. There's always one who's late to the party, isn't there, Christina? It's a brilliant... and here we go. Good evening and welcome to the NMF podcast. And a very warm welcome to Christina and good evening, Mark.
Hi there. Thanks for having me.
Hello.
Hi, Christina.
Hello, Mark.
Obviously, we're here to talk about a particular song. But I'll start with you, Mark. Would you like to introduce yourself and tell us a little bit about you?
Sure. So my name is Mark O'Neill. I'm from the Dirty Kilts. We've recorded a cover version of the amazing Yes Sir, I Can Boogie. And it's obviously to support Scotland, now that they've qualified eventually for a football tournament. But we're also looking to raise some money for the Tartan Army Children's Charity. So it's all for a good cause.
And Mark, when did you first come up with the idea of using the song I Can Boogie?
I can't take full responsibility. I had a friend who made the suggestion to say that we should maybe try and give it a go. It's turned out a little bit different to the original, but hopefully everybody likes it still. Who knows?
And hopefully it'll raise lots of money as well.
Yeah, fingers crossed. They're a great charity. And obviously, the more we can get the song out there, the more people that can hear it, the more people can raise money for them.
And Buona, it's not just Christina. It is great to have you on board.
Thank you so much. Thank you for inviting me.
Have you heard the song, Christina? What did you think of it?
Well, I was listening to the song. I think, it's a fantastic idea that someone make a cover of the hit because the song is fantastic. I think for 44 years, it's still on the air. And it's good that the young generations can listen to another version. They can know the song. This is a fantastic idea.
Christina, where did the inspiration come from for that song? Because it is a wonderful song.
Yes, it was something that happened in 1977. And when Bakker was invited to go to Hamburg to record this song, at the beginning, it was only for to make it a try with a song from ABBA. But suddenly the producer was opening the cupboard and then bring out this fantastic song to try. And then it was at the next week, it was a big hit and it was starting to sell millions of records.
And what's it like, Christina, when you're in a disco and you hear it? It must be amazing because it's still an absolute classic and played today.
Yes, it's absolutely unbelievable that it's a 44 years old song and it's still on the charts. This is amazing.
Do you give yourself a little boogie to it, Christina?
No, once again, please.
Do you find yourself having a little boogie?
No, well, always. Yes, always. To be honest, every time we used to sing this song in our show, every time, and at the beginning of the music, start to be my hair up, you know, like with the reaction of the public. It's fantastic. It's still I have butterflies in my stomach with the song.
Mark, obviously, we know about the Scottish national team qualifying for the Euros. It's been a long time coming.
Yeah,
and obviously, this song has just taken the whole nation.
Yeah, so we've got Andy Considine to thank for that on his stag do when he did the video. Him and all his friends were singing along to it. And it's became a thing that Scotland supporters have taken to their heart. And obviously, when we did qualify, you saw the Scotland team in the dressing room jumping around to the song. And that's sort of where I took the inspiration for the chorus, to change the chorus, to try and get that bounce that the Scotland team were doing.
And obviously, we're going to the Euros, and hopefully this song could become the hit song for Scotland. Obviously, Scotland has a great connection with the Spanish, being there in 1982, I believe, Mark.
Yeah, yeah. I was 2 years old then, so...
You're very young.
I remember it, Mark. I have to tell you, I was there. I partied in the Spanish capital several times, and I had a very long evening in Barcelona up in the hills there. And I don't remember much of it, but I had a great time, and the Spanish made the Scottish feel very welcome. Christina, there's a beautiful link with the Scottish and the Spanish. The Spanish have always embraced Scotland, and I think the same for the Scottish.
About the Scottish language?
Have you?
Once again, please. Sorry.
There's always been a great love of Scotland by the Spanish, and the Spanish obviously like Scotland as well.
Yes, yes. I think, I like Scotland very much. And of course, I like all the many artists from Scotland. And I think, I had friends because I was living in the Costa del Sol for many years. And I have still friends there from Scotland. And
Have you tried any Scottish food?
Scottish
cuisine? Have you tried any Scottish cuisine?
No, not at the moment. But I can do it.
Mark, I think you'll have to try and sort out some Scottish food for Christina.
Yeah, I'm not sure if she's heard of haggis, but. I like it, but not many other people do.
Christina, have you ever tried haggis?
Haggis? I don't know what's that.
I don't know if I want to explain this to you, Christina, but it's a Scottish delicacy. It's a very nice food that we have with potatoes.
No, I never tried. But why not? What is that exactly? Sweet or salt or what?
Mark, would you like to explain the inner makings of a haggis?
I'm not sure that I could. It's savoury. It's a meat product of sorts.
Mark, how do we make a haggis? Where does it come from? Where does the actual come from?
Oh, now you're asking. I'm no butcher. I believe it's a sheep's intestine filled with offal.
I will look and I will try. I like cooking very much.
So, Mark, you hear this song, you see him singing, you decide to write your own version of it. What was it like when it was all coming together?
Yeah, so obviously we've been in lockdown in the UK, and certainly over the winter, it felt like a worse lockdown, this particular one. And we couldn't get into studios, we couldn't record, we couldn't rehearse. So the song came together from our own homes, and we've had to record remotely, and we've had to record without meeting each other. So Ross, the bass player, he's never met anybody else within the band. So it's been an interesting way of working, and it's came together quite nicely, we think.
Yeah, it ticks along nicely. Christina?
Yes?
What are you doing just now? Are you still recording and singing yourself?
Yes, well, due to the pandemic, we were doing only in November one Spanish, for a Spanish channel, one recording, one program. It's like a contest, and the person has to discover how old is one person. And then in our case, we were singing Yes, I Can Boogie because it was the same age as the lady. And then we were performing 1-2 minutes of Yes, I Can Boogie, of course. And it was, of course, 45 years. And that was the last time that we met Maria and me. But of course, when the pandemic is over, we have some projects for beginning the 2022, beginning 2022.
And how do you fancy recording the song with Mark?
Well, I don't know. I think it's the very upbeat version. I think it's not for our style, but why not? It's a new version, a new cover, and And it's fantastic. It's fantastic for especially for this cause, to the charity children, for the Tartan charity children. That is a very good initiative.
Yeah, it's a brilliant charity. Mark, can you tell us a little bit about the Tartan Army Children's Charity?
Yeah, so they take underprivileged children to their first football game in Scotland. They'll hand out like footballs and football shirts, but also if they were to go to any other country in the world that Scotland's playing in, the charity would go to underprivileged children there and again do the same thing. So they try and continually raise money for those children. So wherever Scotland play, they're trying to keep in contact with all of these underprivileged children and still trying to raise funds for them. So it's a great cause. Obviously ourselves, the Fratellis, there's another couple of bands that are raising money for the same charity and we're all in it together. So the more money we can raise from them, the better.
And Mark, how did you become involved with the Tartan Army Children's Charity?
So the friend who had suggested that we record a version of the song, once we got to the point that the song had been recorded, I sent it out to a couple of people, and one of which was a journalist who I think he works for the Daily Record. And it was him that he said to me straight away, he says, when are you releasing this song? And we didn't really have a plan to release it. We just recorded it to keep ourselves busy during lockdown. And when the idea came along that maybe we should release it, we thought, well, let's try and do something good with it. So we reached out to the Tartan Army Children's Charity and straight away, they approved us to allow us to raise funds on their behalf.
It's fantastic, and it's a great idea. And obviously doing this through lockdown as well, Mark. What's lockdown been like for you, Christina? Has it been difficult?
Yeah, no. Well, for 1 year, I have time to dedicate to my family. I have a small boy, 11 years old. And the lockdown was for me, I have a dog. I used to go with the dog around in the forest and doing things that I never had time to do it, you know, like painting, composing, writing songs. It was okay. For me, it was okay. No problem.
Does your son know this song? I Can of Boogie?
Course. He knows every song from the show. Darling, Caramia, The Devil Send You to Laredo, Sorry I'm a Lady. He knows everything because I used to try at home alone. And then when we met together, we used to change some of the choreography or something like this. But he knows everything.
And how's Maria these days?
Fantastic. We were doing for one day ago, a video congratulating some customer in Russia. And we used to speak every day, sometimes twice a day. We are always in contact, always, because we are also friends, close friends.
Yeah, it comes across that. Yous are well known as being really close and yous are very popular and well loved around the world.
Yeah.
You're especially loved in Scotland. Mark, would you like to do it? Would you be able to fit Christina into your song?
That would be amazing. Again, just with lockdown, I'm not sure if they would be able to do it. But from our point, we would love that to happen. But again, myself and Christina can discuss that later on. Don't want to put her on the spot.
No, absolutely. No. Christina, obviously after this, is it okay for me to pass Mark's number on to you? And Mark, are you okay with that?
Of course, yeah. Yeah,
Right. Yeah, of course. We can talk, of course.
So whereabouts in Spain just now are you, Christina?
In Spain, sorry?
Whereabouts in Spain are you just now?
I am in Munich.
Oh, you're in Munich just now?
Yes.
Wow.
Yes. I am in Munich because I have still my house in Spain, in Malaga.
Yeah.
But we used to go only in summer because of our son. I married with a German and then I used to spend most of the time in Munich and Maria lives in Madrid. But we are in contact every day. By the way, I'm living in Munich at the moment, yes.
Oh, wow, beautiful Munich. And how's your German? It must be better than my Spanish.
It's very difficult. It's a very difficult language. Oh my God. But I can manage at the moment.
I'm terrible at languages. I try my best. You know, I've got I have a 15-year-old boy who speaks perfect German, absolutely fluent in German. And I took him to Munich and he spent some time in Berlin and he was just walking around talking German to everybody. And I was so embarrassed.
It's a difficult language, yes. Very, very difficult language.
Mark, I was the typical Scotsman abroad. Had no idea how to speak any language. What are you like yourself when you go abroad? Do you travel with a Tartan army, Mark?
No, I don't. I've got there's three kids between me and my girlfriend, so that's where we concentrate. And holidays abroad is not a thing at the minute, obviously, but hopefully, fingers crossed.
Hello?
And Mark, when did you first actually hear the song, Yes Sir, I Can Boogie?
Well, I couldn't pinpoint a time of, it's always been there, it's always been fabric of the music, so I couldn't say it was a particular party or it was a particular night. I've just always been aware of it. It's always been there.
Wow. What's the future hold for the Dark Kilts? What have you got planned?
So myself and Ross, we sort of write music together, and we've known each other for a long time. So we've been, during lockdown, just passing ideas between each other. This particular project will be called The Dirty Kilts, but going forward, we might be called something else. Who knows? But for this single, for this song, we are The Dirty Kilts.
And perhaps you maybe get to perform it away with Scotland.
It'd be very nice. I'm waiting for the phone call from Hampden, but...
Good luck. Well, you know, you never know, because obviously I've spoke to a lot of people about it, and the feedback I've got is they really like it. And I know there's another particular band, the Fratellas, that have released it, but more folk are really turning to yours, Mark.
That's very kind that you say. Look, our songs are very... our version of the song is very upbeat. So it fits in with a football crowd. A football crowd don't have very much space, so as much as they can do is jump up and down, and they're going to get that with our version maybe. So it sort of sounds like a crowd shouting the chorus. There's not much singing, I suppose, from my point. I'm just shouting in tune, as I like to say.
It would be amazing, Christina, to have 40,000 Scottish fans singing it every single time on the television.
yes, it's amazing, because when Maria called me one day in November and said, you know what happened? I said, no, what happened? That the Scottish team is going to the final or something like this, and they are celebrating in the well, garderobe with Yes Sir, I Can Boogie, jumping like crazy. And then it was amazing, and then we were, of course, following all the interviews and all the televisions, and then it's also t-shirts with the logo with Yes Sir, I Can Boogie. It's amazing. It's amazing.
Yeah, it is. It's brilliant. I mean, I don't know if you saw the footage in the changing rooms of the players singing it as well. And obviously, I think it was the restaurant, wasn't it, Mark?
Yeah, celebrating with David Marshall.
Yeah. I don't know if you saw that video, Christina, them all doing Yes Sir, I Can Boogie.
I'm sorry, I have an incoming call. I have to say no. Sorry, I will hang in a minute.
That's okay, Christina. That is absolutely fine. Mark, obviously, I'm going to pass your details on. She's actually just messaged me to say that she'd be up for doing the recording. How would you feel about that, mate?
Did she actually say that? That's incredible. Obviously, from our point, I mean, I spoke to you last week, and I mean, Christina wasn't on the cards for this particular interview. So the fact that she's became involved with the interview was beyond my dreams. And the fact that they're saying about even giving us consideration about a recording, that would be incredible.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, I just heard it. And obviously, after speaking to you, I thought, you know what? I'll reach out, you know, and I'll use a few connections to see if I can get a wee message going. And then I was given a number. I had a chat with her, and she was brilliant. You know, she knew straight away. She'd watched it, she'd listened to it, she really liked it, and she couldn't wait to come on the podcast.
No, that's brilliant. I mean, obviously, they are still very busy. They're still a functioning they're still a functioning act. So the fact that you've been able to get them on has been incredible. It's been brilliant.
And Mark, hopefully, let's say the main purpose of this is to raise money, and it's an important cause. And I'm aware of some of the work that the Tartan Army do abroad, you know, and the Scottish football in general has a history of doing this.
Yeah, look, I mean, like I said, from our point, when we came together and we made a what we thought was a good version of the song, it's when other people started saying, actually, that is really good. You should release that. Well, we didn't want to line our pockets. We wanted to try and do something good from it. Obviously, charities have struggled throughout this pandemic. They haven't been able to do their normal work. They haven't been able to fundraise in the way that they have normally done. So anything that we can do, it might only be a small thing, but you know, even just highlighting the good work that the charity do, hopefully we'll get a bit of interest and raise a bit of money for them.
Hola, Christina.
Hello again.
Hi there.
I'm sorry, I did something wrong, and then I'm here again, no problem.
That's you're back.
No, it's great to have you. I mean, we were just saying that it's just amazing having you here. I thought I'd reach out to you. I thought we'll see how it goes, and chatting to you and you coming on is an absolute pleasure. Mark was saying he couldn't believe it. He's over the moon.
Well, I'm so happy to be here also.
I mean, it's great having you, and it's great hearing that song. It's great having a revival of that song. It was, yes. You know, it's an all-round great feeling song, isn't it, Christina? It's one of them songs they'll be playing to my grandkids.
I don't understand very well. I'm sorry. I think, they have made a nice version. And what do you mean exactly?
I think the song will last forever, and you'll still be in many years.
Of course. I think this song is a classical, and then will live forever. And, as I said in the beginning, I think it's a good idea that the young generations with these versions, with these covers, like Mark or another version than somebody else was doing, it's a good idea that the new generation can know this song. Because sometimes I ask, do you know Baccarat? No, how old are you? 25. Ah, okay, it's normal that you don't know the song. And then it's good because with these versions, the young people can know this song. I think it's a fantastic song. By the way, it's on the top 10 singles more sold in the history.
That's right, and still selling, and hopefully, have you thought anymore to release it again, to re-release it, modernise it a little bit, maybe, like I say, do a little duo with Mark, but release it again?
Well, we don't know. We of course, we are still in conversations with some another offers, but, with Mark, I think the version from Mark is a little bit too upbeat for us.
That'll just slow it down, Mark.
Yeah, that's okay.
I don't know, but I think it's a little bit. We are two ladies, one in black, another one in white, and I think our style is we're more pop, soft pop. I don't know. I think, but anyway, the version is fantastic.
Yeah. I don't know, Christina. I think Christina, if we could get you in a video with a kilt on and a Scotland top, I think it would look fantastic.
Yeah.
Cheering on Scotland and singing this song with Mark. What do you think, Mark?
Yeah. As soon as COVID restrictions are released, then yeah, let's get it done.
And Mark, you must be looking forward to finally seeing Scotland in a tournament.
Yeah, like I said, obviously, you know, we've got two boys and a girl, and they haven't seen Scotland in a tournament. So being able to sit down, put the TV on and actually watch our country playing a tournament with our children will be amazing. It's been such a long time.
Yeah, as I believe France 98, wasn't it? It was the last one.
Can I ask you, Mark, how many members have you in the band?
Yes, of course you can. So, because we've all we recorded from our own homes, so there's myself who's singing and played guitar, there's Scott who plays lead guitar. There's Ross, who plays bass. And then the only other person on it is my girlfriend, Kellyanne, who does the backing vocals on the chorus. So there's actually only four of us on the recording.
Did you get that, Christina?
I think you might have lost the mark.
All right, okay. Christina, are you still there? They'll still say connected.
I think she might be writing it down, actually. So yeah, and that's it. So there's only four of you, and it's your partner that was doing the backing vocals.
Yeah. So when we originally recorded the song, obviously from our own homes, the very last thing to go on was Kellyanne's backing vocals, and up to that point, it just didn't have the feel. It didn't have the feel of the original song. It did sound very, very different to the original. And as soon as Kellyanne put her vocals down, it did have that Baccarat sound almost to it.
It did, because I thought what you'd done was I thought you'd sort of edited somehow Christina and Maria into it. That's why I thought it was their. I thought it was their voices.
No, I'm not that clever. I couldn't do that. No, that's my girlfriend. So that's Kellyanne that's singing. We put her over the top of it, and yeah, it's got that sort of pop feel when it gets to the chorus.
And do you have a video for it yet, Mark?
No, there was a conversation about a month ago, but we did move the release date forward, and I think we've probably done ourselves out of the video, to be honest. I think the closer we get to the Euros, I think it will pick up speed as people will start looking for songs for their playlist when it comes to Scotland. So I still think this week is still early days, but we're gathering interest as we go along.
Yeah, definitely. And obviously, like I say, as it gathers pace and we get closer to the finals, people will want to play it. And it's going to be one of them you're going to hear in cars, you're going to hear on mobile phones, you're going to hear in bars, especially, hopefully, abroad.
Well, fingers crossed. I mean, the more the merrier, the more that we're able to have played. Hopefully that will make other people interested. And again, it's just generating money for the charity.
Yeah, and how can folk donate to the charity and how can they get in touch with it?
So they're online. So if you just Google the Tartan Army Children's Charity, they do have obviously their website. They are on Twitter. They are on Facebook. And obviously, if you are looking just to support them through purchasing the song, then anywhere that you would normally stream or buy your music, so Amazon, Spotify, Apple Music, you'll be able to get the song from there.
Well, the government, how did you guys all come together?
How do we know each other? So, we were all sort of in the same town as each other, growing up. And as much as we've all moved away from that particular area, we've stayed in contact. So when I was writing some demos, I'd sent the demo over to Ross. So Ross lives in the Borders, and he would come back with a bass line. And I would then send that song on to Scott, and he'd come back with a guitar line. So we've been chipping away just with a couple of ideas, and it sort of led towards us doing the cover version of Yes Sir, I Can Boogie. And like I say, it's just picking up speed now, because obviously speaking to yourself, speaking to Christina, there's been a couple of things in newspapers, and you know, fingers crossed, it just keeps gathering and it just keeps getting more and more interest.
Hola, Christina, welcome back.
Hello again. Hi there. I'm sorry.
No, okay. No, sorry.
Hello,
Christina.
Can you hear me now?
I can hear you. Christina, you don't need to apologize because you're the special guest. We're just glad you came.
Indeed.
I'm so sorry, but it was a problem because I had an incoming call. But now I have, by the way, Maria here. Do you want to say hello?
Hola, Maria!
Hi, Maria.
Hello, how are you? Hello.
Oh, Christina, gracias, Maria, hola, ¿cómo está?
Thank you so much, thank you.
Yeah, we are okay. I told you we normally call us minimum twice a day, but this is the second time. Now you have the chance to ask something to Maria if you want.
Mark?
I'm just delighted I've got the chance to speak to the two of you. I just hope that the two of you are well, and hopefully you've enjoyed the version that we've recorded.
I'm so sorry, I was not listening. These days I was very, very busy with some things from my family, you know, and that's why I was telling I cannot. I was not listening to the version.
It's okay. So
you haven't heard it yet, Maria?
Sorry?
Have you heard the version at all?
No.
Oh, would you like me to send you it?
Yes, I can send you. No problem. I can send the version to Maria.
Gracias, Cristina. Thank you.
But I explained to them, Maria, that maybe it's a little bit upbeat for us. It's a little bit upbeat for us, maybe.
I don't know.
I will send you the version, Maria. Don't worry.
Okay. No. Don't worry. I'm sorry, but I was very, very busy, you know.
And no, it's okay. Yeah. It's amazing having both of you here. It is amazing that you both have taken your time out. Cristina, we can't thank you enough. I'm sure Mark is over the moon. I mean, he wasn't even dreaming of chatting to you guys.
Not at all. Yeah, it's been great to speak to both of you.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Okay.
Maria, Cristina.
Yes.
Is it likely we will see, once COVID's over, will we see you in the UK? Will we get to see you and Maria in the UK?
Well, I hope when the pandemic is over and then we don't need to have to make a quarantine in England, in the UK, maybe we can go. Of course, we would like to go. Of course.
And Mark, I'm sure we could make her feel very welcome in Scotland.
Yeah, of course. Just let us know when you're here and we'll make sure the haggis happens.
Fantastic.
Well, okay, look,
hopefully very soon.
Well, look, guys, it's been absolutely amazing. I mean, I'm sitting here starstruck. I'm with you, Mark. I can't believe I'm sitting chatting to Maria and Cristina right now. I'm like a little boy in a candy shop, Cristina.
Oh, thank you so much. Thank you.
I'm obviously a little bit older than Mark, and I remember this song, and it's like it was just. You know, I bounced about with my mum and my dad, and it was always the song you played at New Year.
Wow, New Year.
Yeah,
a nice beginning. It's a very nice beginning.
It's a great party song, isn't that right, Mark?
It is indeed, yeah. Like I said, it's a song that's always been part of just music in general. It's always been there. And for us to be able to do a version, hopefully we've done it well enough, and like I keep saying, it's just all about being upbeat and having a good time.
And raising money for charity.
Of course.
Of course. This is a good idea. Yes.
This is very good.
This is very good idea.
Well, hopefully we can somehow get to see you in Scotland, Cristina, and I hope to see you, Maria. We all miss you. You are amazing.
Okay. Thank you. Yeah, we hope.
We hope so.
And Mark, It's amazing what you're doing, Mark. I'm over the moon with it. I really like the song. I love the version
you
do.
Thank you very
much. I think you're an amazing guy. I think you're an amazing guy. And Mark, I shall let you end the show by saying anything you want to Cristina and Maria.
Well, yeah, no, thank you very much for your time. I've really enjoyed speaking to both of you.
And we wish you also the best for you. And for your idea, for the charity of the children, and a great success.
That's brilliant. Thank you very much.
Of course.
That's brilliant. Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you very much. Cristina, Maria.
Thank you.
Good night. God bless. And thank you. Thank you for coming on. And Mark, thank you for joining us on the NMF podcast. And good luck. And don't forget, this is all for charity, for the Tartan Army Children's Charity. Good night. God bless. From Mark, Cristina, and Maria.
Okay,
bye. Bye-bye.
Bye.
And I'm going to play the song now.
As you should.
playing the hits and your favorites of yesterday and today.
Second spring, resigned, we must
playing the hits and your favorites of yesterday and today.
More sexy tracks coming up.
In a Big Country by Big Country, finishing all three songs in a row back to back. Before that, we had Run Rig and Loch Lomond Live, and kicking off the three songs in a row was the Dirty Kilts and their version of Yes Sir, I Can Boogie, trying to raise money for the Tartan Army Children's Charity, which you'll find details on the link. Great charity, great cause, and thank you, Mark. And of course, thank you, Christina, and of course, Maria from Baccarat, who kindly came on board today to have a chat about this new song. I'm Dennis Delton, this has been the NMF Podcast, and I will chat to you all soon.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.